Vanessa Larry here at the 92nd FFA National Convention reporting for FFA Today. The 2019 National Agriculture Proficiency winners are in. I'm speaking with Kate Riggin from Kansas, Agriculture Services winner. Kate, how are you feeling right now?
Very relieved it's over. Getting in front of all those people is one of the most nerve-wracking things I've ever done in my life. I've always been scared of public speaking and being in front of people. And this was just one of the most nerve-wracking things I've done in my entire life, but I feel like it'll help me in the future get over that fear of public speaking and things like that.
So, Kate, you mentioned your future. What does your future look like from now?
I plan to continue working at Riggin Farms and help to build up the company, help us get more acres, help us get more equipment, and just overall just try to improve the business.
We all here have a story in the FFA. Could you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got started?
I started my freshman year. My brother really got me into it. He was a senior whenever I was coming up to my freshman year, and he told me to make sure I joined and try to get as involved as I could. And so I joined, and I started, I did milk quality as my main CDE. I only did that one, really. I went to state every single year, and that turned out pretty well. I never actually won. We got second twice, I think. And other than that, I've mainly been working on my CDE. I've learned a lot of skills with the FFA. I've learned welding. I've learned some public speaking. I've learned all about animals and plants, and it's just been a very helpful experience.
Kate, we've all had our ups and downs here in the FFA, and most of them ups. And so could you tell us one thing that you've learned that you will take with you forever?
One thing I will take forever from FFA is probably all of the skills that I've learned. The FFA has taught me countless skills that I believe will help me throughout my future. And I believe that the FFA is an organization that everyone should try to get involved in. It's a very helpful thing. It has helped me get over a lot of fears and doubts that I've had with myself. And it's just overall a great organization.
So are there any people that you would like to thank that helped you and to lead you on this way here?
I would like to thank my family, my mom, my dad, my brother. And then I would most like to thank my ag advisor, Mr. Larrison. He has been a great mentor to me. He's helped me through everything in FFA and just taught me everything I know.
Kate, you're one out of 500,000 here invested in the FFA and actually involved. How does that feel?
It's very surprising. I didn't think I would make it this far as I have. But it's amazing how many people are in FFA and working towards making a brighter future for agriculture. I honestly hope more people will listen to this and get involved in the FFA. It will help you a ton. I can't stress that enough. The FFA has helped me so much, and without it, I would not be the person I am today.
Kate Riggins, Agriculture Services winner here for the FFA Convention. This is Carissa Larry at the 92nd National FFA Convention for Agriculture Proficiency Winners. This is sponsored by Red Brand.